the increase in tariffs is both a symptom of reduced trust in the global geopolitical environment. It's a sign of greater tension, but also the imposition of tariffs will reduce and erode trust even more and raise tensions even further.
Hello, this is the Weekly Tradecast, a podcast brought to you by UN Trade and Development. I'm Sarah Toms. We're exploring how major events are shaping trade and development and how that affects billions of people around the world. This week, we're looking at tariffs with Emily Blanchard, a former chief economist at the US State Department. Not long ago, we were deep in a global cost of living crisis due to the COVID pandemic and the war in Ukraine. Inflation pressure has now eased a bit, but geopolitics remain tense and the global economy is still struggling to recover. Rather than moving towards more open trade, many countries are becoming more protectionist and adding to the unease by threatening to slap huge tariffs on major trading partners. Tariffs, a kind of tax, are used to protect industries at home by making foreign goods more expensive. And in the current climate, there are fears that escalating tariffs could lead to trade wars, a scenario with grim prospects for many developing countries. Well, for more on the ins and outs of tariffs, we're joined now by Emily Blanchard, who teaches economics at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College. Now, during the Biden administration, she was chief economist at the US Department of State for 2 years. The views in this episode are those of the guests. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tariffs, of course, are the main instrument of trade policy and what's most widely used. When are they beneficial and when could they be damaging?
So trade policy is a powerful instrument. Using tariffs is imposing taxes on imported goods. And when you impose a tax on an imported product, you raise the price of that product in your local markets. There are reasons you might want to do that. So for example, if a government decides it wants to promote a certain sector or industry or set of firms that are producing goods that are also imported, then imposing a tariff will increase the prices that those domestic producing firms can charge. And so it may boost output, production, employment. But tariffs are a double-edged sword because that same tariff increases prices for consumers. And by increasing prices for consumers, you actually disincentivize consumption of that very good that the government is trying to promote.
So with the geopolitical tensions now running very high and the world becoming quite polarized, what impact is this having on the investment landscape that we're seeing?
We've been seeing a heightened tariff environment or more protectionist tariff environment for more than 5 years now around many regions in the world. And this is starting to show up in the global investment landscape. At the same time, we haven't seen foreign direct investment flows change dramatically, with a few exceptions, as a result of this, in large part, because look, foreign investment is very sticky. These are huge investments that firms are making, often looking out into not just the coming years, but the coming decades. Now they're saying, okay, maybe this more protectionist landscape, balkanization even of economic regions, if that's permanent, then they're going to change where and how they make investments in the world.
Given what's happening now in the state of the world, what impact will new tariffs have? And what will it mean, especially for developing countries in particular that are already struggling?
It's going to be a very challenging time for firms, workers, consumers, and governments everywhere. I think it's safe to say that the increase in tariffs is both a symptom of reduced trust in the global geopolitical environment. It's a sign of greater tension, but also the imposition of tariffs will reduce and erode trust even more and raise tensions even further. A lot of the tariff action may be between more developed countries. So the classic trade wars where you see one country impose tariffs and then other countries respond with their own tariffs. I expect we'll see a fair bit of that. Here's the thing. Those higher tariffs will impose costs on third countries that maybe aren't directly involved in that trade war. And I would put many of the developing countries, the emerging and frontier markets around the world into that category, but they will certainly suffer the consequences.
Emily, you mentioned a little bit about the trade wars. What would trade wars mean for the global economy and the pace of development?
Trade wars and higher tariffs, which are the manifestation, the policy manifestation of governments taking actions to protect their domestic markets for domestic manufacturers, and in some cases, shifting gears and starting to impose more restrictions on exports. Those will all make global commerce more difficult and more expensive. Ultimately, governments, when they impose trade restrictions on imports or exports, they're throwing the sand in the gears of global commerce, slowing the rate at which firms are able to capitalize on opportunities in the world. So if you're a company operating anywhere in the world, you've got a great idea or you've got a great product, you want to sell it overseas, these tariffs and export restrictions, of course, if there are restrictions on capital flows, all of this makes doing business more difficult, more expensive. And again, I suspect that those costs will be greatest for the firms and the innovators and the entrepreneurs and their workers who are based in markets that are just starting to break into global commerce. And again, that's especially in those developing countries and emerging markets where lots of firms don't yet have a foothold in the global economic environment, and maybe they won't get the chance that they would have absent these trade wars.
Well, talking of commerce, which regions and sectors are likely to be the biggest targets of tariffs, and how will they adjust?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, here's the thing. Even if it were just one country that started raising tariffs, very quickly, other countries, other governments, other regions would likely respond with their own tariffs. So the first thing to recognize is that tariffs that start with in one place on one set of products will very quickly, and we've seen this time and time again through history, start to proliferate around the world. And so it's hard to, maybe the better question to ask is what will not be affected by more tariffs?
Right. I guess it's across the board then.
Across the board, potentially. That said, I think there are a few places that we can look and see based on the historical record where trade policy has remained more liberal despite rising trade tensions, or places where governments tend not to restrict trade, or when they do, they're very careful and very deliberate about it. So, number one, global energy markets have been a place historically, and that's important, outside of very specific instances of geopolitical conflict, we haven't seen governments raising trade restrictions. That might change, but this also might stay a relatively open market in things like oil, for example. Another place where governments have been very careful, and I think very rightly resistant to raising trade barriers, is in basic agricultural products and food. When it comes to food, critical grains, we haven't seen globally trade used as an instrument of policy in the same way. Things like rice and wheat. Let me be careful, though. Of course, there have been some bilateral country-to-country frustrations over trade and rising trade tensions where there have been one country has targeted the agricultural exports of another country as a way of exercising political power and retaliating against trade protection.
What alternatives do we have to tariffs? What should we be doing to perhaps support global growth while being also more inclusive and more sustainable with trade?
we have to ask, what is it that we're trying to do with tariffs? And I think it's really important to look at tariffs not simply as a scold. And I worry sometimes that economists are very scolding of the use of tariffs, which is an instrument. They're really clunky and they're very expensive. And they often work with some effects that are intended, but then a bunch of unintended effects that even work across purposes to the original objective. So they're a kludgy tool, but I worry that sometimes we don't appreciate that the objectives behind the tariffs are the prerogative, rightly and reasonably, of the governments that are imposing the tariffs. So for example, we see countries using tariffs with the intent of boosting employment in certain sectors of the economy, or developing greater production of certain key industries that governments know or believe will become more efficient over time if there's learning by doing, or have positive spillovers for the rest of the economy. These are reasonable objectives. There are good reasons to think that trade restrictions would solve an underlying market failure. The question for us to ask is, what would work better? So if it's a question of supporting jobs, or let's go back one step, if it's a question of supporting the well-being of a workforce, what are the better policies to do that? Investing in skills and training and education. And maybe if we've got certain key industries or certain key firms that are generating positive benefits to society way beyond the companies that are actually doing the investing, now you've got a good reason to invest in those firms. Maybe you subsidize production of those. If it's such a great investment, then that may be the best use of government funds. And then if you don't use a tariff, you're not discouraging consumption of this industry you're trying to promote. And then the third bucket, where we see a lot of tariffs going into place, particularly carbon border adjustment mechanism, that those sorts of tariffs, this is for environmental reasons, fundamentally important to have border adjustments if a country has its own domestic carbon tax. It seems reasonable and in fact makes all the economic sense in the world to apply those same standards to imported products. If you're taxing your own firms for emitting carbon, then to say, okay, we'll apply the same rules for imported products. So that then makes sense. But the question is, what better instruments, policy instruments, are available? And usually there are a multitude of policy instruments that would work better. And so I would like us to think about those, but it's not just one instrument, because tariffs are motivated by different kinds of objectives and concerns. So each one has to be matched and married appropriately so that we get the outcomes that we want without triggering, number one, a bunch of unintended side effects for our own economies that work at cross purposes. And number two, so we don't generate negative spillovers on the rest of the world, on trading partners. And then, of course, those trading partners may respond with their own tariffs, where we have tit-for-tat trade protectionism escalating, further increasing tensions. This is not a helpful outcome in today's world.
Well, Emily, unfortunately, we've run out of time. I could carry on talking for a lot longer, though. Thank you to Emily Blanchard, who teaches economics at the Tuck School of Business, who was this week's guest. Tune into the Weekly Tradecast next week and every week for more insights on the most pressing issues around the world of trade and development. And there's even more on our website, unctad.org. I'm Sarah Thomas in Geneva. Goodbye for now.